From NPR News, it's Day to Day, and today's Wall Street Journal reports that General Motors is considering thousands of layoffs of white-collar workers and possibly selling off some unprofitable brands, all in an effort to stop hemorrhaging money, billions of dollars worth. Marketplace's Bob Moon joins us now with more. And Bob, tell us first about the layoffs. What kind of cuts is GM thinking about?
Well, Madeline GM has already cut white-collar jobs to 32,000 last year from 44,000 at the start of the new millennium. And they're continuing to look at all sorts of cost-saving measures. The options for workforce cuts aren't specified in this Wall Street Journal article, but they're supposed to be presented to GM's board of directors early next month.
And what about this news that it might cut some of its brands? It has a lot of brands, right? A lot of car brands.
That's right. It has eight of them. It might be easier to start off with what brands they would not be dropping. GM considers Chevrolet and Cadillac to be its core business, so they would appear to be safe. Although Cadillac accounts for just over 5% of GM's total sales, not a lot. Chevrolet, by comparison, provided almost 60% of the company's sales last year. Now, that said, GM is already trying to find a buyer for its money-losing and gas-guzzling Hummer division. Its European upmarket brand Saab would be a likely candidate for sale. Its domestic Buick brand has contributed the least to GM's bottom line, so that could be a target. Analysts say Saturn also has had some trouble finding a consistent brand identity within the GM fold.
Well, this is a massive company, obviously. How does a company this big turn itself around and turn itself around quickly?
That's a really good question, like a battleship, it turns out. It's not like GM has been dealing with these problems just since yesterday. Let me play you a comment that CEO Rick Wagoner made to GM shareholders on this very topic.
The most challenging and important issue that we face now is getting GM North America, our biggest business unit, turned around and back into a profitable position.
That was the head of GM addressing shareholders exactly 3 years ago. Now, what's happened since then is that GM saw a lot of profitability in its SUVs and bigger models up until the oil market got out of control in the past year and a half. The companies, not just GM, but automakers in general, enjoyed big markups for those models, and so they were inclined to put a lot of their production where the money was. And now that they're retooling and have to retool, they're very reluctant to do that fast. They learned that lesson the hard way back in the 1970s and 80s. When they did focus on reducing emissions and fuel consumption, they achieved that, but it came at the expense of things like style and performance and quality and reliability, and they lost customers because of it. So they're being very careful in their redesigns this time around.
Thanks, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.